Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
This is the Burke Allen Program. Our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944, and that's a free call if you happen to be in the New York City metropolitan area. Our guests on the Burke Allen Show are the co-authors of the book The Iron Butterfly, Ana Maria Rodriguez and Chun Ok Jade Harmon, and this is a memoir of Ms. Harmon's life growing up in Korea and facing some incredible odds, and I believe the ladies are on the line now. Hi, you're on the Burke Allen Show.
Hello, Burke. Well, how are you?
Welcome to the program, ladies, and what an incredible story. And for those who haven't yet read The Iron Butterfly, Ana, tell me what it is that inspired you to get involved in writing the story.
Well, I am one of Chunok's students in her martial arts school here in Clear Lake, Houston. The martial art is a Kuksu one. And one day after class, Chunok's husband, Master Harmon, asked me, would you write Chunok's story? And I said, let me see what she has to say. And from there we went, and we met at her home every week, and she told me her stories, and I was there with my tape recorder and my notebook and my pen taking notes. And this was going on for 6 years until we finally got the book published.
Congratulations on getting the book done. And Ms. Harmon, this story of your childhood, especially growing up, very poor, maybe even destitute there in Korea, did that inform your desire to succeed in martial arts, or was it in fact something that was really frowned on for young women at that time?
Was martial arts good for women? Did women supposed to do martial arts or not supposed to?
No, that time no martial arts. Yeah, martial art was something that was not a woman was supposed to do. When Chunok asked her mom when she was 12, Mom, I want to join this kuksu class. That's what I want to do. Her mom said, no, that's not for women. Women do do that. Women get married and have their children. And Chunok had to wait 2 years until her mom finally approved her taking martial arts.
Our guests are Ana Maria Rodriguez and Chun Ok Jade Harmon, and the book is The Iron Butterfly. And Ana, the subtitle about the mermaid's daughter, explain that, because there's a very fascinating subculture in that part of Korea, and exactly what do they mean by the mermaid's daughter?
Well, Chunok's mom was a mermaid or a sea woman, which, as you said, is a very old tradition in Korea, going back at least 1,500 years. They call them sea women because they are free divers, women that go every day into the ocean for hours. They dive without, free diving, no equipment, and collect sea life, abalone, octopus, sea urchin, seaweed, to feed their family and for sale. So that was her mom's job, and it's a tradition that in her family had been passed for many generations, mother to daughter, and it still is going on in Korea, although unfortunately it's even fewer and fewer women are doing that as a way to earning a living. It's now there are much better ways and less dangerous ways, but it's going back for so many years now that Chunok never learned to be a hanja, although she was born by the sea. She was afraid by the ocean, so she became an iron butterfly instead.
Chunok, your background in martial arts, you've risen to some very high levels. Was it intimidating and scary for you when you began in martial arts?
Were you scared when you first started?
No, sir. I really want to learn the martial art.
And what is the most satisfying part of martial arts for you?
What makes you feel the best?
I can help my friend I can help my mom. Something happened, and then I can help them, and I'm really happy.
Our guest is Chunak Jade Harmon, and she's the subject of the book The Iron Butterfly, and with her is co-author Ana Maria Rodriguez, who's an award-winning author, accolades including a Highlights for Children History of the Year Award and books in Science Books and Films Best Books list, and even awards from the Society of School Librarians International. And Ana, it's interesting to me that you came to this story as a student of Chunak. Did you have any idea about her background before you started researching this book?
Very little. I mean, Chunak has always been a very private person, and when you begin reading the book, you'll see that the first thing she says is that she didn't want to write this story. For years, her husband and her daughters were trying to convince her, you have to, you know, turn all these stories into a book. You have a very, very inspirational story for many women, and she didn't want to do it. So even though I've been knowing her for many years, coming, I mean, a few times a week, with taking my kids to her class and then I taking class, I didn't know much about her story. And so it was my lucky day, the day that they asked me if I wanted to write it, because it opened a lot of doors to me about not just her personality, the value of patience and perseverance when you want to achieve goals, and also into the little-known Korean culture. I didn't know much about Korean culture at the time either, so it was a great experience for me both as a person and as a writer.
It's a fascinating look back at a time gone by in Korea and a fascinating woman, and we'll be back with more with the co-authors of The Iron Butterfly right after this on The Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show, talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution, opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world.
Thanks for listening to The Burke Allen Show. Our number is 718-506-1944, and we have two guests on the line, Ana Maria Rodriguez and Chunak Jade Harmon. They're the co-authors of The Iron Butterfly, subtitled The Mermaid's Daughter. And Ms. Harmon, born in South Korea back in the mid-50s, the youngest of seven children. Is that right, Ms. Harmon? Seven kids?
Yes, sir, seven kids.
And tell me about growing up in that environment. What was your childhood like?
When I'm growing, you know, I remember we have a very typical every day. And my mom always go out, and she go early morning and came home really late night. And sometimes she brings some food, and then she diving, and then she brings some seaweed and that kind of stuff. So I had a really hard time that time, I remember. And then sometimes, you know, she don't bring food, we don't have any of the food to eat. And sometimes my mom bring the food, we have some table, we can eat the food. So I just remember all the time hungry and cold.
What is it that made you decide to get into martial arts?
My mom moved to city when I'm 9 years old. And we lived there a couple of years, and then I saw in the martial arts school, and I never see the martial arts school.
And then my sister married someone, Mr., and I visited there, and then I saw, and it made me so surprised. So, you know, I saw a couple of women practice there, and a lot of guys. So I want to practice. I really want to practice. But my mom say no. So I had a hard time to get in the class.
And at any point were you scared of having these guys in your class and not as many girls? You were certainly outnumbered.
Yes, sir. No scared. My brother there too. My oldest brother there, and I, all the time I follow my brother. When I remember when 6, 7 years old, my brother said, "Don't follow me everywhere." And I said, "No, wherever you go, I want to go." And nobody home. My mom go to work, and my sister brother, nobody there but myself. So I follow my older brother. So I went to martial arts school. He's already black belt at that time. And then I go there, and my brother there, and my sister there, and my sister husband there. So I don't have any problem to scare that kind. So I'm not afraid of guys.
And what brought you to the United States?
You know, in Korea, you know, a lot of women, they practice martial art. Every time they got black belt, you know, they high rank, they quit. They no more practice martial art. So I ask why, and they say, after they're married, and then their mother-in-law and father-in-law say, no practice martial art woman. So I don't want that kind of happen. So I want to marry somebody that I can continue practice. And then I saw one time the American movie, and then woman first, the guy next. So, wow, I can do practice if I marry an American guy. So I asked my teacher, I want to go to the United States. He said, you cannot go to the United States. You know, and then I say, what about the, engage something and I can go American and I can continue practice. You know, American woman first and man is second. So, you know, they're not making me stop. So my teacher said, okay, I'll think about it. So that's that happened, and then I came to the United States. So I married my husband, an American guy.
Well, you know, sometimes people marry for love, and you married for the chance to fight.
You know, I never seen my husband. Only I saw the picture, and then I met him the 2 weeks I married. So I trust my teacher, and he trusted his teacher. So they engaged us, and then we said, look at the picture, and then I said, wow, he has a big nose. But anyway, I want to marry this guy.
Ana Marie Rodriguez is also on the line. She's the co-author of The Iron Butterfly, and she's also one of Ms. Harmon's students. Ana, what do you want people to take away from this story? What do you hope that they will hear when they read The Iron Butterfly?
Well, I wish first that they are entertained, and I think the story has a lot to entertain them. There has drama, it has action, it has humor. It has a lot of situations, and we hope that they will not only take that home, but also that it's a story of a woman with great determination, that she can show you through her story, through her journey, through life, that you can set your mind into anything you want to achieve. And if you do that and you're patient and you persevere, you don't give up, you will achieve whatever dream you have in your mind. And I think that's one of the best things I would like people to get from the book. That regardless of how bad your situation may be, there's always hope. And you just have to set your plan and work for it. And I think Shunok Harmon is a great role model for a woman to do that. Her story will show you, what am I complaining about? I mean, my life, I mean, I know I have bad things, but look what Shunok had to suffer and look how far she has gone. So I can do that too. I think that's the best message people can get.
It's an incredible story of perseverance and definitely very empowering. Shunok Jade Harmon and Ana Maria Rodriguez, co-authors of The Iron Butterfly, thank you both so much for being on the Burke Allen Program. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
The book is available online at Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. The Iron Butterfly. In Washington, D.C., I'm Burke Allen. Thanks for listening. Now, go out and make it a great day.